WHDD presents Susan Says.
I just got back from a not-so-great time in Aspen, which I usually love. There was a terrible fire started by two morons shooting guns at a range, which then caught dry brush, and oh my God, the air, which is kind of tough to breathe anyway at that altitude, was worse. I actually had to get some oxygen at a bar they have now, people sitting around inhaling. I had screaming kids in a room next to me, 24/7. On the other side, some woman who thinks cooking dinner means slamming every cupboard and pot for an hour. I don't know why. I might have reached the point of diminishing return there, not loving the lectures as usual and the other lovely amenities. Yeah, I'm that spoiled. Anyway, next, the airport closed from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I had seven different reservations out. I was going to San Francisco, but then that got changed, but I had to go there anyway to get my plane back to New York, don't ask. Anyway, I had to get up at 5 in the morning to get to the airport by 6 for a 7 o'clock flight, which was then an hour late. Then in San Francisco, I had to run, with a luggage cart 4 blocks between United and Delta terminals to make my connection. Yes. Oh, well, I'm home. While I was gone, the world has gone to hell in a handbasket. The NATO conference, what a disaster. Deranged Donnie going berserk at a breakfast. Kelly looked like he was going to barf it up. Oh, wait, lying Sarah said he just didn't like the food. Yeah, right. 45-ish has embarrassed us, but more importantly, changed the entire world alignment. He's now challenging Germany, who is an ally now. Excuse me? Yeah, he disrupts. He pretends he's achieved something. He doesn't. And now the baby blimp goes to England, where they are ready with their own baby blimp to greet him. Pip, pip, and hooray. Poor Queen. Unfortunately, she has to have tea with him. Perhaps the staff will do something to the tea and save us all. Okay, I just meant pee-pee or something. Don't send the Secret Service. This orange blimp is now an everyday news blast. We can't escape him. His liar, liar, pants on fire, bloviating is 24/7. They can't stop covering it, and I can't stand it. Putin is our leader. We have the Manchurian candidate. We're all screwed. What else is happening? Oh, yeah, my garden. It's growing beautifully, and I love to sit outside for an early morning coffee and read the paper. Oh, wait, I can't because construction's banging and buzzing and screeching. Okay, I'll go inside. The market is all over the place because of trade war threats. I even said, I'll lose some money and be okay with it if we get rid of you-know-who. But he's still there, and my bank account has shrunk. Mueller, come on, Dems, get with it. On the midterms, get it together, find your priorities, get a leader. Getting rid of ICE is the least of our problems. Get those kids back with their mothers, for God's sakes. Do something, someone. We could actually lose Roe v. Wade, yeah. Back-to-back alley abortions. Oh, and Kylie Jenner, the youngest of the Kardashian fat butt clan, is now on the way to being the youngest billionaire on the planet. From her makeup line, before and after she got her lips blown up and then reduced, and oh, kill me now. Sigh. One bit of good news. Sacha Baron Cohen, who I love, is back, tricking fools like Sarah Palin and Dick Cheney. I love to laugh. Save me, Sasha.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.